Buon pomeriggio. Benvenuti alla conference call del gruppo Trevi per la presentazione dei risultati relativi al primo trimestre 2011. Vi ricordiamo che nell'ultima parte della conference call verranno evase le eventuali richieste di approfondimenti pervenuteci in anticipo e durante la conference stessa via email al seguente indirizzo investorrelations@trevifin.com. Le slides esplicative relative ai risultati al 31 marzo 2011 in lingua inglese sono disponibili e scaricabili da oggi dal sito www.trevifin.com, dove a partire dal 17 maggio 2011 sarà disponibile anche la registrazione della conference call. Passiamo ora la parola ai relatori, al CEO e Managing Director del gruppo Trevi, ingegner Stefano Trevisani, e al CFO, dottore Daniele Forti. Welcome to the Trevi Group conference call on the first quarter 2011 financial results. We remind you that any questions or inquiries received in advance or during the conference by email to the following address, investorrelations@trevifin.com, will be answered in the last part of the conference call. Please also be advised that the presentation on first quarter 2011 financial results is available starting from today on our website www.trevifin.com, where also the recording of the conference call will be available starting from the 17th of May 2011. We shall now ask the Trevi Group CEO and Managing Director, Engineering Stefano Trevisani, and the Group CFO, Dr. Daniele Forti, to address the meeting.
Okay, good afternoon. Stefano Trevisani speaking. I'm here with Daniele Forti and Stefano Campana. We start this quick presentation about the first quarter results of Trevi Group. I just would like to start by reading this statement of the chairman, Davide Trevisani, where we say that we are satisfied with the results achieved in the first quarter 2011, and in particular the strong increase in the order portfolio to approximately 1 billion euro, which demonstrates the strength of our business model and constitutes the main driver for growth in the future business. While our results do not follow a linear pattern and therefore there is little significance in our analysis based on quarter results, the results do show an increase in profitability both in absolute terms compared to the fourth quarter 2010. The margins have also increased compared to those of full year 2010. Before passing to the analysis of the number, I just would like to talk a little bit about this backlog and the process of the backlog building. I remind that during the last 2-3 months we had a very active acquisition process, not only based on the oil and gas market, which of course everybody remembers, we were able to sign important contracts for a number of rigs to be delivered in the next 12 to 18 months, but also based on the normal construction and foundation activity for Trevi and for Soilmec. Trevi backlog counts for about 44% of the total group backlog, and Soilmec for about 7%, even if we will look more in details later on. It means that we see a sign of recovery in the market that is slowly tending to the year before the crisis in 2008. We see a sign of recovery in the construction industry, even if with the different models in a different part of the globe. I want to highlight this because it's important to start this year with a good order in our hands, and these orders are the base for the growth of the group in 2011 and 2012. I just let now Daniele to start with the presentation of the numbers.
Thank you, Stefano. I would like to begin by stressing the increase of the value of production in the first quarter 2011 with respect to the first quarter 2010. We reached a total production value of 238 million euro plus 3%. It's important to compare this increase in production with the decrease in revenues, which fell from 235 to 216. It's important because it highlights that some of the divisions have worked in order to mobilize and prepare for the execution of jobs, of contracts that were awarded during the quarter and will be transformed into revenues in the following quarter. I am referring in particular to Drillmech division. So even if the increased value of production resulted in an increase in stock, it's a good sign for the future increase in revenues. EBITDA was 32 million, 14.8% of revenues, and EBIT 20.3 million, 9.4% of revenue. Financial costs 3.8 million, minus 1.8% of revenues. Taxes 4.4 million, 2%. Net profit 7.6%, 3.5%. With respect to profit, I would like to point out that financial costs include 4 million euro of negative differences of exchange due to the unfavorable weakness of the dollar at the 31st of May. Net capital employed was more or less the same at 760 million euro. Equity increased 4% with respect to the 31st of March 2010, but decreased with respect to the 31st of December. It decreased because we had a negative impact of the exchange rate dollar-euro at the last day of the quarter of 17 million euro, affecting the conversion reserve. Net financial position increased slightly with respect to the 31st December 2010, and it was in part due to the devaluation of our net assets in dollar abroad. Backlog increased 25%, and our managing director has already given to you a full view of the importance of this increase. With respect to the financial ratios, we had net financial position to EBITDA 3.17 times against 2.68 times 12 months before, while net financial position to equity improved to 1.14 times from 1.20 times. At the end of the first quarter, Trevi Group had 6,179 employees against 5,739 one year before. This is also a good sign of an improvement in activity. Looking at the two divisions, we would like to stress, as per page 9 of our analyst presentation, that service divisions account for 52.8% of the total revenue, while the mechanical divisions account for 47% around. The foundation division, the core business, account for 65% of revenue, while the two drilling divisions account for almost 35% of it. Going to revenues split by lines of a product, I would like to point out that the special foundation services trading had a slight decrease of 8.2% in revenues, while Petroven had a 41% increase. This is due mainly to the fact that two new rigs started in January, early February production, and all of the rigs were under operations, while on the first quarter, 1 year before, there were some of them in standby still. A big leap was reached by Soilmec, the division specialized in machines for foundations, which had an increase in revenues of almost 30%, from 39 million to 50 million. This is a good sign of a recovery of this market, in particular medium range equipment were almost sold out, and this means, according to our point of view, that there is some increase, some recovery also in the construction of residential and commercial buildings, not only in infrastructure works. With respect to Drillmec, there was a decrease of 25% in revenues. This is due, as I have already outlined, to the fact that Drillmec started in the first quarter of the year to mobilize in order to execute the new orders that were awarded to Drillmec, and you can easily understand that mobilization doesn't allow the recognition of a high level of revenues. We think that Drillmec not only will recover this revenue in the following quarter, but will overperform with respect to last year. I would like to stress also that the company generated a free cash flow of almost 4 million euro in the quarter. We have already told about the financial ratios. I would like to add that EBITDA to financial expenses was 8.3 times, far ahead of our covenants. With respect to equity, we have already said that there was a decrease in the conversion reserve of 17 million, and that this affected equity from an accounting point of view, but it's a translation effect. It's not a real fact, because so that our assets remain at the same level as before. With respect to our financial indebtedness, 71% continue to be at the long term, while the remaining portion is at the short term. It includes also the convertible bond of almost 70 million euro. Let us go to the segmentation. In page 15 of our analyst presentation, we could see that the foundations and drilling divisions reached a revenue of 118 million euro, compared with 121, with a decrease in both EBITDA and EBIT to 15% and 8.8%, while in the mechanical divisions, Drillmech and Solmec, there was a strong recovery, notwithstanding the decrease in revenue to 105 to from 115. EBITDA and EBIT increased respectively from 8.1 to 13.2, from 6% to 10.1%. I would like Stefano to continue again our exposition of the business.
Just restarting about the backlog page on page 11 on the presentation, just to deepen a little bit the discussion on this 986 million euro. We said before that the contribution of the foundation division and the Soymec division is about 51-52%. And this is important because in a type of business where visibility is usually related to a few months only, it means that the business has almost 1 year in visibility right now. And of course, we expect more backlog. There is room for further potential growth in the backlog build-up, not only in the service and equipment division related to foundation works, but also to the Drillmech division. And it's important to notice that the market is right now very active. We have a number of negotiations going on, so we expect more order to sign. Looking now at some of the questions we received.
We have received many questions from many analysts, from Antonio Vizzari, analyst from UniCredit, Giuseppe Mappelli from Equita, Andrea Scauri from Mediobanca, and Permuti Bruno from Intesa San Paolo. We would like to point out that the unfavorable US dollar-euro exchange rate was unfavorable at the 31st of March, while during the quarter the average exchange rate was quite similar to that of the first quarter of 2010. So the influence on EBITDA margin is estimated to be limited, while the influence of this unfavorable exchange rate was important from a financial point of view. We have already pointed out its influence on equity and for this reason on some ratios and on exchange losses on exchange rate at the end of the period. Those losses were not realized, so we think that a possible limited strong dollar would like to allow us a recovery of those losses. We have already stated that in the first quarter of this year some seasonality was evident in our accounts, as in the accounts of our competitors and peers. It's particularly evident in our business units operating in Europe and in North America. This is a reason for which we expect a stronger second quarter of the year. Because also of the improved hard backlog, we think that there will be an increase in margins in the next quarters. With respect to the Middle East, we would like to say that the current trading conditions has improved. In fact, in particular in Qatar, we have already a hard backlog covering the whole budget, while in UAE and Oman, hard backlog covers 80% of budget. Soft backlog is interesting. We usually don't give indications about its evolution because it could be misleading, but the improved volume of negotiations is particularly interesting, as you can easily understand, in the oil market. We think that some good contracts already under negotiations could be reached in the following quarters. With respect to the ending of the process of construction of the second island sold to Saipem, we have to say that the final measurement will be completed in the second quarter of the year. And the final shipment is expected in the second half of the year because of problems arising between the joint venture and the local Kazakh government. But for what regards DrillMech, the manufacturing process has already been completed, and we are waiting for the orders. Also, payment collection of the payments will almost be completed before the end of the second quarter. With respect to the level of backlog in ground engineering services, I think that Mr. Trevisani has already pointed out that Trevi is in a good situation. Substantially, we have made acquisition of a number of contracts of small and medium level, which have covered the revenues for the period. And major contracts are in the pipeline. Solmec has slightly improved its hard backlog. We think that hard backlog for Solmec will continue to cover 3 months, not much more than that, but it has a faster rotation, so improvement in sales is foreseen for the next quarters. Investment in fixed assets in particular is estimated to increase in the current year with respect to last year. With respect to tax rate, we think that for the time being, 35%, around 35%, has to be taken as the proper tax rate for the year until we shall have better information toward the end of the year. Level of finished goods in Solmec is decreasing. We have already said that, in particular, in the middle range of the finished goods, there has been a sharp decrease in stock. In the Middle East, we have collected further portions of our credits which have been rescheduled, in particular in April. I'd like to stress that there was an important collection. This is all for the moment with respect to question and answers.
Okay, we go to conclusion of this quick conference. We have basically touched many issues and an outlook of the two major field of activity for the group, the oil and gas business and the construction. We see the global market divided in an area with good potential growth like North America and South America, where we see a good year for the group, both in the construction and in the oil business, especially in the United States, where we believe that the order backlog in our foundation activity and in the Dreammec Inc. in Houston is a good base for a strong year, 2011, and in South America and Latin America, where we have a presence in the market that this year sign the 40th anniversary for our activity in Argentina. So a good presence to cover this important market for us, where we see a sign of recovery and a sign of potential growth. Middle East, we have a good backlog covering this area. We see a stable situation in the area. We don't have any project affected in North Africa or in Middle East by the recent political situation. While we would like to see a more active role of the group in the Far East at the moment, a good market for Soilmec and a minor presence for trade activities. So just to conclude, as anticipated, to also the financing community during our recent presentation, we expected a slow quarter, the first quarter. We believe that due to the global market conditions, the group reacted very well with, I would say, a good level of margin achieved. So we expect a positive outlook for 2011. Well, if this is, thank you, and see you next time in 4 months' time, more or less.